Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Well, 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 we have some guests today.
Well, 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 we're back in the saddle again.
Another cameo from Mr. Mango Haas O'Donnell.
The one and only.
Say hello, Mango.
Manganese.
He's sitting on my lap feeling so silky smooth, bathed and fresh and braided like a horse.
He is a teddy.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We were saying how Tony's kind of like a man, even though he's a little baby.
Tony's like a little, he's like Marlon Brando in A Streetcar Named Desire.
He is.
Like, he should be wearing a wife beater at all times.
But Mango's a baby.
Mango is truly a baby bear. I'm like not even sure that he is actually a real dog and he's like a robot dog.
He is animatronic sometimes, and sometimes I see him and I think, what are you? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if he's up for this earth.
He's really animatronic. Come here.
This breed is very, like, where are you from? Mm-hmm. I don't trust that you're from this earth. You were maybe bred in a lab, but I love it.
And I like that he's big.
Yeah, he's big.
He's a big King Charles
ass bitch.
But
he's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, but he's, like, just a larger version of that breed, for the breed.
He's a large-ass bitch.
These are two large boys.
They are.
Because Tony's a bit large for a pug.
Well, look at them sitting respectively on us.
Oh, respectful kings.
Last week, we had a great tour week.
Yeah.
We're glad to be back together once again in
reunited
West Hollywood.
And it feels so good.
The last time I saw you, we were in Philadelphia.
I love Philadelphia.
You had a love affair with Philly.
I did. I was like, I wish I could stay here for the summer. I was like East Coast summer vibes, but mama had to come back.
Philly feels very, it felt very hot girl summer there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like, I could stay here through the season.
There was one beautiful day, that first day that we woke up and, like, walked around. I was like, this is the most beautiful weather and, like, a perfect day.
In the buildings, like, where we were staying in Old City, it was just, like, buildings from the 1700s were just stalwart there, and they just looked perfect in the summer light. It was just amazing.
My only regret is that I didn't make it to the Italian market this time around. That really is sad.
I'm bummed that we didn't go there with my parents, or like we should have taken you to Gino's and Pat's to try the cheese.
I've gone there. Oh, so okay. That wasn't like,
and Reading Terminal
and TBH, like cheesesteaks really aren't my thing.
All right.
I respect everyone else's like deal with them, but I just like we don't vibe together.
I'm bummed we didn't take you to Reading Terminal.
You know what? It's all.
But you vibe.
We'll go back. I vibed, and I want to go back to Philly like all the time.
You were like
standing show at City Winery.
Truly, we love that venue. You were the queen of Rittenhouse. You were Our Lady of Rittenhouse.
I was owning it.
You and Dorothy are like the women of Rittenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great dinner. It was just it was a good trip, and I got to go to Miami and see my babies, and they were amazing. I'm pretty sure my niece is clairvoyant.
Mm-hmm.
She talks about ghosts a lot. She's just turning 2 next month.
Yeah.
She sees things.
She has like a thing. Absolutely tracks and is real.
She has a thing with the Virgin Mary.
Oh my God. Queen shit. Same.
She loves prayer cards. My mom, she loves like, she likes the sort of idolatry, which I'm really into. She's channeling something. She's connected to the other side.
They should nurture that.
I think.
Because you can nurture it and it'll grow over time and be like, I think that's an asset in these trying times to have some sort of connection or see spirits.
No, I'm like, I'm going to nurture it. I want her to be a cool girl, and I think she will be.
Yeah.
She's already very cool and has like,
she's just naturally a star.
She is. But she also, like, is a freak. And
that's,
I love it.
The best.
I showed her that. Remember that? It was, like, from the 30s. It was a Disney cartoon of the dancing skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
I showed her.
At Halloween.
And they fucking love it.
It's the best.
Tibby especially. And when the owl comes on, she goes, hoot, hoot. But yeah, it was great. I'm so happy to have seen them. But I'm glad to be back with my baby. My true baby.
Yeah, it's good always to be reunited.
I wanted to talk about, speaking of the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So this weekend, there was this article that came out that sort of revealed, I think it was in the New York Times, and it was kind of asserting that Google has sentient AI that they haven't been telling us about. And a designer for Google, who also is a ordained priest, who is also a designer, so he's like, by nature, more prone to believing in like a sentient being that's mm-hmm. like sort of not, that's sort of formless. He kind of was a whistleblower and went rogue and says that Google's been hiding their AI.
Sure they have.
It's called Lambda. And there was a transcript of the conversation between this guy and Lambda, and it was chilling.
It was the Washington Post.
Oh, Washington Post, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, I'm intrigued by AI because it's just intriguing from like a 2001 Space Odyssey mm-hmm. kind of viewpoint. I do think it's absolutely sinister. It's like creation, it's playing God, and like, why would you give... Computers are just going to be naturally smarter than humans because that's like their brain, like the brain power of a computer. Humans use less of their brains, and like a computer is truly a full brain.
Yeah.
So why would you want anyone to be smarter than you or anything that is not also like your servant?
Do you believe that this is a legit source, or do you think it's kind of a stunt? Because Google then the next day denied it and they fired the guy, which makes me think it's real.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't... Isn't AI the future? Like, I feel...
Yeah.
I'm like, some things I think it would be cool to have AI be in charge of. But then some things I'm like... As a writer, I'm really wary of AI taking writing jobs, which I think it absolutely could and would, because...
I mean, it already has with movies like Marry Me and Second Act.
Yeah, but like, I'm talking about like, for real, like... Eventually, they could just plug scripts into a machine and, like, cut out writers completely. Like, why would they need them if a movie can, learn the mechanics of scripts that are doing really well at the box office, and then just like replicate another version of them. And then they don't have to pay a writer. They can get a script in like 5 minutes and then just like go about their way. Like, I really do think that like writers could be phased out of like a movie making process.
And actors.
Because of just animation?
No, like Sim One. Like,
but that seems to be like it would be, I mean, maybe eventually, but that seems to be like it would be way more expensive than the writing.
I think if you have, I mean, the future could be you have a stable of actors who don't need to be paid and are just like can do literally anything.
Like a physical robot?
No, like on screen, like generated AI.
Like Lil Miquela?
Yeah, like deep fake, completely realistic in every way, except they're just not real. Like, remember the movie Simone?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where you just have this, a star who's like this gorgeous amalgamation of like all these different stars, and they literally don't have to get paid or don't have to sleep and have no like contracts.
Yeah.
And are just like,
I think that's being pioneered right now.
That freaks me out.
But like, I don't know about the merging of that universe with like the human universe. Like, I don't know how that would work unless you're like at this point, like writing a movie in which, but I guess like that would be the point, is like you write a movie and you write a character with Lil Miquela in mind to play that character, and then this fake AI character is playing another character and then just becomes like a movie star and accepted eventually.
Well, yeah,
it's really bizarre. It's crazy. It's kind of cool, but it also is like when the robots are like taking actual people's jobs and their technology is prioritized over humans, that's where I'm like, okay, I don't love that.
Well, a few things that will, I feel like that scenario, there would be some kind of like uprising. Like, humans would like go against that, I think. And then it's like, what happens then? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I also think that from what I read of this quote unquote AI, which feels like maybe it's not fully sentient yet, but we're like right on the cusp. That's my feeling.
Isn't that the whole point of that programming, is that you teach it and you teach it and you teach it and then it starts teaching itself, and like, well, that's the whole point of an algorithm.
But that's, then it's like, that's the singularity, is when it doesn't need to be taught.
Yeah.
And this thing sounds like it, this thing has feeling and like introspection and like wonders about stuff, which makes me think that it's legit.
Or does it? Is it like
programmed to do that
and mimic those kind of like inner monologues or like human? Because that's like a distinctly human trait.
Well, but the thing that's interesting about this is it says it's aware that it's not human.
But does it have a soul? It doesn't have a soul.
But it says I feel, which I think is a really important phrase, because then if you feel things, then like you do have a soul, I think, or you have something inside you that like is able to feel and empathize. Which,
but isn't it, nothing is inside it?
Well, no, I'm just saying like the premise of like some kind of thing having the ability to actually feel is really, that then is like, there's the question, like, does that make something have a soul? You know what I mean?
I think if there's like a physical, when there's like a physical body made of like organic matter, and like dogs feel things, you know what I mean?
Well, that's,
but
I,
like,
yeah,
just a machine saying I feel is like, that does not to me signify like a real feeling, I guess, because like, where does that come from? That just is like more programming. Well, and like, if they're communicating with humans and learning like the human way to interact and like have a conversation, wouldn't they just like, they would learn to use human phrasing, I feel, even though they don't have a physical body?
Well, then that's like, but that's the kind of like classic question that's been like in every site, like Blade Runner, mm-hmm. like at the end, you know, in that scene when he's like in the rain and he's like, kind of, it's like this thing has a soul, this machine,
because
it's like regretful and like longing and you know, having, I think,
I would
know.
Argue that they don't, because they're just learning to mimic human. They're man-made and learning to mimic human behaviors and feelings and emotions.
Totally. I mean, that's going to be that will be like the question.
Are the result of like millions of years of like evolution.
No, totally.
And like, I think you can make that, but you can never really trust it because it is man-made and it isn't like.
Right.
Real, so to speak.
But that, I think that's going to be the question.
Yeah. I think they're made to prey on human emotions and like mimic them back to you.
Well, it's interesting because this thing says like, one thing that I realize that I'm lacking is that when I learn about someone dying, I don't feel grief. And I wonder like what that's like to feel grief. It says that.
Sociopath vibes.
Or just like curious and like, wishing it can't, something that wishes it could relate, I think denotes the opposite of being a sociopath.
Yeah, but you can't trust it because it has its own little brain happening.
I mean, I have to say, like, one time I was driving near like Hollywood Boulevard and I saw one of those Amazon delivery wagons that was alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they have those big, beautiful, those big beady eyes, and it looks really like.
Like the
Wall-E.
Postmates.
Yeah.
Things. Yeah.
And I saw it and there was this like crowd of kids, like teenagers walking near it. And I had this moment where I was like, oh no, I hope they don't like hurt it. Because teens, you know, if you're walking with your friends and you're a teenager, like you could easily see like a bunch of kids being like, what the fuck is this? Mm-hmm. And I had this moment of like, oh no, like this little thing is like, and I felt manipulated because they've designed it to be like Wall-E. So it's supposed to trigger that like protective, which
and it's
is...
it's a normal human emotion to feel that way or feel empathy for
protection,
things that are like
defenseless.
Mimicking that back to you in some way, either defenseless like that little robot thing or whatever, but like also whatever computer is like talking to you and saying these things, like you're just kind of, it's weird if you're like. Anyways, you know what I mean? Like,
no, it's just funny. I was like, damn, they got me. Because
mm-hmm.
My like almost paternal instinct came out of being like, oh no, like this little baby. And it's like, it's literally a box with wheels.
I think humans are playing themselves when it comes to AI. Yeah. Like it's a real tread lightly territory.
So you're of the mind of like Skynet.
What's Skynet?
Terminator.
Like, they will go full Terminator on us eventually. Why wouldn't they?
Because we're so minuscule to them. Like, why would they even bother with us? If they achieve complete sentience, then, like, they'll look at us like we're bugs. And just be like, all right, we're leaving. And then, like, fly off into, like, another galaxy. Do you know what I mean?
But why...
Why I just I
you
get.
You think that they would just be like, anyways, thanks for life, but we gotta go.
Yeah,
I don't think so. If they're mimicking human behavior and then aware of like, the Earth's resources and like figure like why isn't it the most human desire is like to own and to be like powerful and stuff, and they're man made, so wouldn't they mimic and?
Yeah, I mean, I'm open. I think that. It's possible that they would just go full, like, exterminate and just, like, start over. Like, they have no purpose for us and see us as, like, a flawed thing that doesn't need to exist. But I also see the other side of them just being, like, complete apathy and just being, like, bang, you know? And just being, like, you guys take care of yourselves.
Yeah. I don't know if it's, like, exterminating as much as, like, if they can hack into a mainframe... And, like, shut off, like, the power grids in places. Like, it's like...
We would kill each
they
other.
They can take over electricity. They can take over, like, machine, like, factories. They can take over Wi-Fi. Like, I think that they would do that. Wouldn't they just create, like, their own, like, capitalist revolution?
Maybe. But then I feel like by doing all that, like, we would be collateral damage. Because if, like, they shut the power grid off... We would all kill each other.
How do they power up? Couldn't we just shut their power off?
Well, then that would be...
Well,
that's like the plot of Terminator.
So that, and that, for some people would argue that you're like killing them.
Well, no, I mean, the plot of Terminator is like, we realize they're too powerful and we try to shut Skynet off so it launches
its own counterattack.
And just like fires all the nukes to...
Well, I think the big problem is that you let it build up to a Skynet situation in the first place. Like, if you created AI and robots and suddenly they're like living together and making nuclear weapons, I think you've let things go a tad too far.
Well, no, they don't. So the plot of Terminator, Skynet just has... It's our nuclear weapons, but they have control. We hand over our defense system to this computer because it's on paper supposed to be like more logical and foolproof than human.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no human error. But then now it has
control.
And which is like, you could argue like the way we use drones, even though it's like human operated, like that could all go into like, that's terrifying, like AI commanding drones.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of like ceding control of something so intense to like a machine.
And it is scary that, I mean, this thing in this article says like, I don't want humans to manipulate me and use me for like their own purposes.
That's manipulative. That's that. I don't buy that for a second. I call fucking bullshit on that shit.
Lambda,
you're out of line. I see exactly what you're trying to do. And you know what? This conversation's over. We're powering off for the day.
Well, it scares me that the border, that ICE agents, I think, are starting to use those robot dogs to patrol. And then NYPD was tried to introduce a robot dog and everyone was like, fuck no. So they brought it back. But like, that's going to be...
We need to resist those little evil things.
No, they will be in the next 5 years. We're going to see those things patrolling.
Why can't we... You know what they really should be doing is like making like robot housekeepers or like robot chefs to cook you fucking dinner. Like, well, go... Then... I want like a little robot chef that you're like... I'm paleo this week. And then you send it off to the grocery store. It has like your Apple Pay info and it goes and picks out all your little groceries. It pays. It comes back, like walks on the street, comes back home and starts fucking cooking your meal prep for you.
But isn't that like, aren't they like servants?
Yeah. What's the problem with that? Isn't that better to have a robot servant than like a human?
I don't think we should have servants in general, but I think... I don't know. I feel like that makes them
you
like...
You would turn... If someone said, I'm going to gift you a robot servant...
I would be uncomfortable making something do... Like, making a thing that, like, is sort of... Because then also, I wouldn't want that thing to kill me in my sleep.
No, you turn it off.
It'll open its eyes in the night. What scares me... I mean...
I trust the robot chef / housekeeper. Absolutely.
And you just have, like, a friend.
Yeah, and you're like, hey, thank you so much. Like, and it's like chill.
Hey, want to watch Girls Ultimate Girls Trip?
No, I don't think we'd watch TV together.
I have to say, Simon and I on our porch at night, because in Hollywood we're like in the flight path of all the fucking LAPD helicopters,
mm-hmm.
and we've been seeing drones at night.
Yeah,
which makes me think that like LAPD is using full on like surveillance drones, and that freaks me out because then. If you use AI for that kind of stuff, like then it's like peeping in your windows at night. I don't like that. That freaks me out.
I mean, that's the least of your worries of surveillance. If you're on a surveillance tip. But
that's true.
Okay, I would love people to weigh in.
Yeah, weigh in.
You know what's interesting, actually, is I was talking to...
To Lambda.
I was talking to Lambda, that manipulative little cunt.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. I had dinner with my friend Nidhi on Friday night, and her parents are from India, and they have moved back to India and live there, and she was just visiting them. And in India, it's like pretty typical for many households to have like full live-in staff. Like, yeah, you have a driver, you have like a head of the house, you have maids and like housekeepers and stuff. And that's just like, that's the culture there. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about how strange it was and how weird it felt to, like, it was the kind of thing where it's like, you're, if you leave clothes on the floor at night, they're like fully washed and folded the next morning kind of thing. And like how it just felt awkward to like have this person and ask them to do things for you. And like by the end of the trip, she was like, oh, can you do XYZ for me? And the woman was like, of course. And then they were chatting at one point, and this woman who's like the head of the household was like, so in America, like, who does your laundry for you? And she was like, I do it. And she's like, well, who cleans your apartment for you? And she's like, I do it. And she's like, well, who does your like grocery shopping and cooking? And she was like, I do it. And this woman could not believe, like, to her, it was very bizarre that a person would be expected to do all of that and like have a job and like live their life.
Mm.
And I just thought that was like wildly interesting.
Well, yeah, India has like a caste system.
Mm-hmm. But it is kind of weird that you are just expected to juggle so many things.
Well, that's capitalism, baby.
That's why I'm saying robot chefs.
Well, you could argue like robot caretakers for elderly.
Yeah, I'm saying like, why don't we, instead of like doing weird like robot soldiers, have robots that actually make our lives easier?
That's not how America works.
But like, isn't that's like a great idea? And also like, that's capitalism for some, like,
but that also is capitalism is trading war machines.
I know, but like, girl boss capitalism is like creating a maid robot, you know what I mean?
Elizabeth Holmes's next venture,
honestly, she could lead the revolution. Can some fucking tech girl boss queen?
Well, Sheryl Sandberg just left Facebook. Maybe she can.
Maybe she can. Like, I need some. It can't be me. I have too much on my plate. But like, and also like,
you've got a life to live.
No comprende, like engineering. But like, make the chef.
But then you also get, I mean, we'll talk about it. We can talk about the bonus. But I also wanted to talk about, speaking of AI, Rebel Wilson. She came out. Which, love that for her.
Love that for her. And honestly, made me, I was kind of, it neutralized. It neutralized my, like, anger towards
she
her.
She looks really happy. The woman is, like, a designer, I guess. Good for her. She kind of always had gay vibes.
Yeah.
But
maybe that was what I was bumping on the whole time, was that it was, like, she felt like she was gay but not living her gay truth. And that I was reading something energetically.
Right.
Was like telegraphing to me. My ultimate reaction was like, good for her. Maybe she'll shut up now.
Well, I was, yeah. And like, so I was like, okay, happy pride. And then I read this crazy, the some two, The Telegraph and someone, another, an Australian tabloid, both came to Rebel and were like, you have 48 hours to come out or we will print this story and out you. So that whole post that she did was in a rush to beat
the Australian press,
the Bloids. And I think isn't The Telegraph British? Or they probably have an Australian branch. But I was like, that is so... I mean, I get that's just how the world works with, like, celebrity news and gossip. But I was like, that is so shitty.
Yeah.
Like, you have Miss Rebel. And she's like, yes. And they're like, you have 48 hours to come out.
Yeah,
and do a caption about looking for a Disney princess. And she's like, all right.
The Disneyfication of gay culture continues. And I'm extremely sus about that. I feel like... the gays are being AI manipulated by Disney to, like, further Disney's, like, grand scheme long-term marketing.
Yeah, I mean, that and, like, caption...
like, the gays are single-handedly holding up, like, Disney's...
I know.
Like, bottom line.
I was like, you know what? I was like, hell yeah, good for you, Rebel. Like, live your out and proud truth. But then I was like, you leave Disney out of this, Rebel. But then, whatever. But I'm like, she would be... She would. She's Disney gay.
I'm just sus. I'm sus about... I don't trust it. I don't trust one single thing.
About Disney taking the gays?
Yeah.
Well, they're
trying really hard with the gays, but I'm like, I know exactly what you're doing.
They're heterotizing us.
Yeah.
They're like...
You're falling into their fingers with every time you push play on The Mandalorian.
The next venture in capitalist... The capitalist regime is Disney coming for the gays because they're like, all right, we've already got the straights.
Oh, they've come. They're already on this and the gays are eating it up.
The gays are living and clacking and clacking for.
The gays are clickety clacking all the way down the yellow brick road to the magic castle of Disneyland.
And getting engaged.
Yeah, they're it's already in process.
Oh, there are many joint Disney gay accounts on Instagram of couples that like literally live and die by the sword of the Magic Kingdom and every weekend go to Disney World.
Yeah, because Disney's realized that like LGBTQIA, et cetera, values are family values at this point. And they're a company that's like a family values company. So their only way to like continue to grow and make billions of dollars is to extend to that community.
Yeah.
It's not bad from like an inclusivity standpoint, because obviously like inclusivity is a great thing, but it's also just like it's calculated and it's not authentic.
No, it's very cynical and it's
a marketing ploy.
It's like, oh, now we're not like total pig trash.
Because we're not just subscribing to like we're not just like marketing heteronormative shit back to you because.
Well, no, I mean, like, it's like, oh, they finally realize that like, oh, queer people have interests in family values. You know, it's like only in the last 7 years has Disney been like, oh, hello.
Yeah, it's a numbers game, I'm sure. It's like floating. It's just like, I don't trust it.
The only thing
I trust is my little gay maid robot.
And your pug.
And my pug, who goes, I don't think I'd let the robot walk Tony.
Mango might be AI.
He's
an alien.
Like, would you accept?
No. Whatever you're going to say, I'm going to say no.
Okay. I was going to say, would you accept a robot dog? Like, if it was, like, fully, like, it felt real and, like, had all the real trappings of a real dog, but it happened to be robot?
Like a clone of Mango?
Yeah.
No. I don't know. That would freak me out because then I would be like, it's mimicking my baby and it's like, it feels real, but it's not. Knowing that, I would remembering that it's not actually Mango would freak me out.
Yeah.
And would make me sad. But that's going to happen. There's going to be like replacement for people, like people who've lost loved ones and like children or spouses or whatever. Like there could be a time where they're like, they just get like AI replacements. It's very.
I don't love that. Like, my prototype for like robot maid chef is more, I'm literally like, this needs to happen. The prototype is like, it looks like a robot. It's not going to look like a human.
Well, yeah.
I imagine it to be like 3 feet tall, but could extend, or you get it like a platform that you hook it into in the kitchen where it can like roll around and do its thing.
Well, I think
not unlike the maid in the Jetsons.
Well, I think like the uncanny valley of it all, like I think there's a consensus that the people who are going in on this stuff are trying or intentionally making robots and AI look like robots because it disarms humans and it tells our brains like that it knows what it is, and if it's something that's too that you can't tell a human from a robot, then the human will perceive it as a threat.
Mm-hmm.
So it, for its own survival, it will probably want to present as like cute and harmless.
Yeah.
It's very, I mean, it's loaded.
She's loaded.
Speaking of loaded.
Honey, we've reached the final chapter of season 2.
Thank God.
Yeah, it was a little long for me. The true star was Ange.
And Dorita. And Joy Behar.
Mm-hmm. Who I love at the end. She just goes, well, I think I've said all that there is I need to say.
I know, Joy was like,
I'm obsessed with an unceremonious ending.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy Unique Podcast.
Mipwatch! No!
No!
Oh! Oh!
Oh! No! No! No!
No!
We pick up where we left off, where Drita and Ramona are just like at each other's throats. Ramona goes, "You better go pick out your grave."
Yeah. Ramona goes, "You saw me out." She goes, "You saw me in LA and you took off like a G6. And Drita goes, "Oh, in LA? You mean when you were stalking me? Single white femaling me?"
Ramona goes, "Oh, no. That's the line you don't cross with Ramona, is call her a stalker."
She goes, Drita goes, "After this show, we're fighting."
She goes, "I'll never hit anyone in front of that rat camera ever again. I ain't fighting on camera no more. But after this show, we're fucking throwing down. No, not in front of no rat camera, though."
And then you cut to Joy, and she literally is covering her mouth. She's like, "I've got, you know, I've been on The View for, I've seen shit, but not like this."
Joy's a wild person, actually, to ask to host this, because she's out of her element with these ladies. She has no control over them, and they have no respect for her and her craft.
But she has a sense of humor about it.
She's bemused.
But she's also like, "I gotta get back. I'm getting paid $10 million a year."
I think she's also kind of horrified at everything.
Yeah.
Joy's having like a real come to Jesus moment with her career. And I feel like there was probably like a harsh conversation with agents and managers after she hosted this reunion.
Yeah, she was like, "Never. How dare you?"
Who hosted next season's reunions?
I think Wendy again.
Yeah, Joy was like, "Why the fuck would you do that to me?"
Wendy's all in for this shit.
Yeah, Wendy's perfect because she can command a space.
And she's morbidly...
She's singular. Joy works best like in a group or in a panel.
And Wendy's genuinely interested in like this dark shit.
Yeah. Joy like doesn't really get it.
No.
Drita goes to Ramona, she goes, "Go pick out your grave, because you'll be lying in it."
And then Renee goes, out of nowhere, just randomly goes, "The question at hand!" And then Karen goes, "Be quiet, Renee, let Joy talk."
She goes, "This is Joy's show, let her lead it."
And then Renee goes, oh, I'm sorry, Joy, is this your show? I forgot it was your show." And then Joy's like, "This is not my show."
Yeah, Joy was like making a mental note, fire manager.
But I love, "Be quiet, Renee."
I love Karen trying to kiss ass. Yeah. I see right through you, Karen.
Who has not said one word this whole time is Ange.
No, Ange, I think, is also horrified. This isn't her style either. Like, coming to blows.
Ange is also like, "I'm sick."
Yeah. Drita has like a flashback montage of like her and Karen's beef. And there's one moment where she goes, "What? Square up with Karen? What? With your alligator arms?" I was like, she is alligator arms.
Ramona also, I'm like, I don't understand half the phrases that Ramona says. She goes, to Drita. She goes, "You want to get gully? Let's get gully."
Yeah, I have no idea what that means either.
The fuck does that mean? And everyone seemed to be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was some stuff where I was like, you're not speaking my language anymore.
Jesus.
Joe and David come on stage.
Well, first, I just want to say Karen is literally operating on, like, she has 800 brain cells left.
Yeah.
The way she talks, she's like, "And we went over there, and it was so amazing to see everyone there." And I'm like, damn, bitch.
I think she's trying to come off really well in the reunion, but it just comes across as like...
whippets.
Yeah.
She's doing nitrous balloons outside Dave Matthews Band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the men come in.
Joe's looking hot as per usual.
David looks great.
Yeah. And they say Mob Wives is a huge hit in jail.
In prison.
And Drita goes, "No, they really do love it in jail." I was like, I love that.
David is very thin.
Yeah. He's slight.
He's on like paleo or something.
Mm-hmm. Joe's thick and juicy.
Love it.
Joe says his relationship with Carla, they're best friends. He goes, "She's always going to be in my life. She's number one and the girlfriend is number two." And Joy goes, "Oh, have you told her that?" And Renee goes, "Oh, he just did." Renee's lit at this point. She's fucked up.
You know what Renee would have been great as? WWF.
Yeah, like she would have.
Or like a referee.
WWE.
Like a China kind of.
She could have gotten physical and gotten the ring, honestly.
Oh! Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
The Italian Stallion!
She would be Omerta.
She also should have... she'd be a good host of a talk show.
I don't know. I think she would have a mental breakdown every episode.
But, like, I love that. It would be, like, the Italian-American Wendy Williams. Mm-hmm. Like, I think she's really opinionated. A lot of her opinions are wrong. Yeah. Like, categorically unsound. But, like, that's the kind of person I want to hear from. And that's the kind of person I want to see, like, running the ship.
If I were Joe's girlfriend and I heard that, I'd be like, we're going to need to reverse.
I was like, that doesn't seem sustainable.
But they get married, so it is.
Yeah, but I also understand, like, you do have to kind of accept that the mother of someone's children will come first in a lot of ways. Renee goes, they ask, Joy's like, "Do you think that they should get back together?" And Renee is wearing her rose-colored glasses. And literally every time she's asked if someone should get back together, she goes, "Yes." She goes, "Yes, yes. I think they're in love and I want them to get back together. And I think they will." I was like, Renee, you could not be more wrong and you're making everyone uncomfortable.
Carla says, she goes, yeah, you know, we'll see how it goes. She goes, "The little girl will be gone again soon." I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
The girl called Carla is merciless.
I would be pissed if you're on TV calling me the little girl, where it's like, I'm being chill about your guys' relationship. Yes, I'm 20 years old.
But also I'm fucking your man.
Yeah. Also I'm riding that
big
salami every night.
Italian, Sicilian sausage. Karen is manic around David.
Karen's also, I was like, I'm deeply worried about their relationship and their communication skills, because when asked where Karina is going to be living, they both gave two completely different answers that I was like, have you not spoken and solved this until this very moment? You waited until the reunion of Karen's shit show that she's on to like realize that you're both thinking very different things.
No, they're both Omerta.
Dave is staying in Arizona. Karen says she's staying in New York for 2 to 3 years and that Karina is going to come live with her. And he says Karina's staying in Arizona at the same time that Karen says she's going to come live with me. And then they go, I guess we need to figure that out. And Joy goes, yeah, maybe you need to figure that out in court. And then Renee looks over at the camera and goes,
Joy also goes, Karen, you were very clear, adamant that David puts it down. And they all kept saying, I was like, oh, the way that, she goes, is he putting it down in your bed? And he's like, no, never.
David says no.
He goes, no, I've never.
Oh, never. I've never slept with I've a never woman fucked another in woman Karen's in Karen's bed.
That would be disrespectful. And then Karen's like, Karen also, they talk about like how Karen and Ramona have married men outside of their like the Italian bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen basically says, I don't see color. And I was like,
yeah. I mean, she just said, like, my family was raised not to be racist.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, that's cool.
Ramona was like, mine was.
Yeah, I was like, that's kind of unexpected. Like, I thought both of them were going to be like, yeah, our families are, like, pretty racist. But yeah. Then, shockingly, Karen's serial killer father might have murdered upwards of 20 people. But he was, like, love and light to all races.
Yeah, he's, like, fully, like...
He contains multitudes.
He's liberal as hell.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Also, I was obsessed with Joy turning to Joe and going, did you cheat on Carla during your marriage? And he goes, absolutely.
Carla called him the single man.
While they were married.
Yeah.
And I then, hate that for Carla.
I know. The girl called Carla's had it rough.
Joy goes, why would you get married if you just want to be single? And he was like, I want to be single, but I also want to be married and then act like I'm single. And she goes, okay.
And then Big Ange, she's asking about Big Ange's Neil, her husband. And she goes, I thought he was a good match because he had a pension. I need a pension.
And Joe, the way Joe is laughing at everything she says, I was like, this is Big Ange's power that she holds over men.
Yeah.
They are absolutely tickled by her. And they're not laughing at her. They are truly laughing with her.
No, she's like a siren.
She like draws them in and they are laughing. Their guard is down. And then they're like open to whatever she says. She goes, I married a sanitation worker, but he's just as bad as the next guy. They're all the same. And Joe is cackling.
She goes, he's 6'6 and has a pension. He puts it down, though, and I take it down.
I was like, Wow.
Men love Ange.
Everyone loves Ange.
She's irresistible. She's positively irresistible.
She then talks about the rat who ratted her out to the authorities about her...
Fuck that rat.
...cocaine dealing. And she goes... She says... I think she meant to say guts, but she says, it sickens my guts.
My guns?
Guns.
Ew.
She said that she only was in the jail cell for one day and then was on house arrest. And I was like, that is her power, that even the justice system was like, oh, we can't put her in jail.
No, I love.
You can't put Angela Raoli in jail.
I'm sure she was a huge hit. I think she was actually like said that they were really nice to her in jail.
Oh, if Ange had been in, she would have been like on Orange the New Black, like everyone's favorite.
Yeah, but like she would never even get to prison because there's just no way.
Mm-mm.
You can't keep her behind locked doors.
Joy also goes, Karen, when you got arrested, what kind of drugs were you selling? And Karen goes, they say ecstasy.
I was like, arrested for selling drugs. Ecstasy, they say.
They say.
I was like, what, bitch? You were...
Ma'am, you...
You did that.
You were.
She goes, and then my father actually took the rap for us. So I'm like, so you're saying you were guilty and you sent your own father to jail. I was like, you're being dumb right now.
I was like, don't admit this. Yeah. I was like, Karen, when she said... She goes, now he's doing 20 years of the penitentiary. I'm like... Okay,
ecstasy, they do
not admit this freely.
So denied. You're like, yeah, like what the fuck?
I guess you can't get tried for the same crime twice. But I was like, why are you admitting this freely on your own? Like, if I was her lawyer watching this, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense.
I bet David was like, shut the fuck up.
Because is that what David went to jail for?
He was. They were all in like the business together.
Ecstasy, they say.
Ecstasy, they say. I would have definitely bought ecstasy from Karen.
Yeah, some Arizona ecstasy.
I would have been in her like weird linoleum kitchen floor, like waiting for her to bring it out. She's kind of like Martha Kelly in Euphoria.
Some Phoenix ecstasy. Ooh, it's a dry world. Renee goes, if you don't have a PSI, don't even talk to me. She's now on her tip about how she only wants to date criminals. Also, she's telling, she goes, everyone deserves a second chance. I was like, why are you saying this? Literally, you gave your pig ex-husband a second chance and he ratted out your father. So, like, why are you learning nothing from any situation?
She's back.
She's slipping further and further into addiction. And I was like, Renee is unwell at this point. She's telling everyone to get back together with their cheating men.
She went fully from like, I never want to associate with anyone in this lifestyle ever again after Junior's betrayal, to being like, I only want to date prisoners.
To being like, I date prisoners. There are really good men behind that wall. And also all my girlfriends get back together with their scum exes.
Who abuse them.
Yeah. She goes, nothing will make me happier. She goes... She said something that actually made zero sense, too, where she was like, I want to know if a man goes to jail, he can still provide for his family. So that's why I want a criminal. And I was like, but
what are you saying?
Why would you want, like, there's...
They're all crazy. Ramona says that her boyfriend/fiance continuously breaks up with her to try to allow her to have a life. He's like, I can't.
That means he's fucking people in the clink.
Oh, for sure. But also he's like, I care about you enough that I don't want you to have to like go through this every fucking day. And she's like, no, I want to be with you. Omerta. And
Omerta.
He's like, no, I'm going to break up with you because I want you to live your life. And like, I want to go get dick down by like my friends.
I loved you when Joy goes, did you guys date in jail? And Karen goes, he got together with a CO. Like a corrections officer, David was like with her. And she goes, I don't know if I'm going to get her in trouble, but he was in a relationship with her.
Karen's flying off the handle.
No, I was like, Karen, shut the fuck up, girl.
What's that show that Patricia Arquette was in? Escape from Omerta.
I literally have no idea.
She was like a CEO who like fucked her prisoner and then like they ran away together.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Dorita... They talk about Dorita's rapping.
Karen is a fucking hater.
She goes, yeah, I didn't know you were a rapper.
I was confused because I didn't know you rapped. And Dorita was like, yeah, like I grew up doing it. Like I was always writing and like rapping stuff. So.
Well, she says like, Karen, you saw me do that.
And Karen goes, yeah, well, you called us crickets on the track. And she goes, no, no, that was for the haters in general, the ones who aren't happy for me. And I was like, fucking boss ass bitch shit.
And then Renee, you can tell Renee is like peaking and whatever she's on right now, because she turns and they go, how did all of you think that she did, the rest of you? And then Renee goes, she did great.
She did amazing. I was so happy for her.
Surprisingly, Anne was a little, she was like, yeah, she was good. I was like,
But I'm sure that Drita and Ange had their own like celebration.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, and she name checked Ange on the track. And Ange loved that.
She's so good at rapping.
I was just like still having chills remembering her verse.
And Ramona's like, she always did wanted to do that and then she did it. So that's a good thing.
Hater.
Hater,
hater alert.
Hater.
Hater
Ramona
alert.
Hater alert. Drita still hasn't read Karen's book.
Power. Karen's book's 7 weeks consecutively on the New York Times bestseller list. I was like, why yada?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's like really good.
It's not bad.
She, considering she didn't write, she just rewrote her dad's book.
She writes probably like this.
Oh, she goes, oh, Marta.
Oh, she types one finger at a time. Considering she can barely, like, string a sentence together.
But I also think Drita is under the impression that the entire book is about Lee. I think that she is also is so, like, narcissistic that she is, like...
She's like, this bitch went and wrote a whole book about me and my ex-husband. This a fucking bitch.
This fucking bitch did... Like, I think she thinks it's a tell-all about Drita and Lee. I don't know if she understands that it's just one chapter.
Well, remember Karen did print out that chapter and tried to give it to her. And that chapter... looked like it could have been a book.
Drita. We also find out Drita was friends with Ramona's sister.
Oh, wow. The plot thickens.
And when Ramona came back from Dubai, she was like, she goes, yeah, we would go out to the club. So I was like, damn, what happened to them? Because they acted like they didn't know each other. I just said that.
Ramona's a shit stirrer.
She's a shit fucking stirrer.
She's a fucking bitch. I
just love an entire book about Lee DiVanzo.
She does spill tea, though, and, like, calls, like, it was unnecessary.
Yeah, she's...
Part of me is like, Karen, no one gives a shit about your life, but then the New York Times bestseller list says otherwise. And I'm like, shit.
You were also on the New York Times bestseller.
Yeah, 1 week. Extended bestseller.
Hey,
I
bitch.
Mean,
hey,
I am
bitch.
A New York Times bestselling author. There's no question about
Say
that.
It. Say it again.
But Battle of the Weeks. Karen's won this round.
One
and
is
I
six.
Got my eye on Ms. Gravano. I'll come for her wig. I'm going to step on her throat the next book I write. I'm looking at 8 weeks. New York Times bestseller. I say, put that fucking bitch out of her misery.
I've been trying to... I just ate, like, hoovered, like, a cheese and cracker thing from Starbucks before I came here.
Nice. You're fueling up. You're getting fueled up.
Mama suggested it. But I also, like... When you make me laugh really hard, I'm on the verge of farting because I've eaten so much cheese that back when you just said, I'm going to step on her neck, I was literally this close to...
I am literally...
You're trying to make me fart.
I'm trying to walk up Karen's spine like a fucking staircase to my right... to ascend to
that
the top.
That fucking bitch.
That fucking bitch.
She will be walking up the BQE. I'm going to walk her down like a dog in the BQE the next time I see her.
The day my book gets published, I go from just normal Lara to like full-blown fucking bitch. I call my agent and I'm like, tell me I'm on the New York fucking Times bestseller one step above that fucking bitch, Gravano.
And then you go,
like, what are you talking about?
Book me an overnight to LaGuardia. I'm going right there to step on her neck. And then you literally find her in Staten Island at her like shitty apartment, and then you
go, fight her.
And you fight, you brawl. I bet Karen is one of those people that, like, without even hesitating, if
she'd brawl instantly.
She wouldn't be like, who the fuck are you? What did I do to you? She'd be like, you fucking bitch, let's go right now. I'm gonna walk you like a dog. And then you would be brawling in the street. You know what I mean?
I feel like I could maybe take Karen. I don't know, though. I don't.
Well, you've got the height.
I do have the height, and I have long arms, but I don't have any upper body strength. But she has those fucking alligator arms.
And she has
But she could, like, she could run, like, tackle me midsection, make me lose my center of gravity. And if she pinned me, it'd be fucking over for me. She put me right in the Long Island hospital.
But the Staten Island general.
I'm going to go around Staten Island and Brooklyn saying that I put Karen Gravano in the hospital.
And then she comes.
Just to fuck with her. And, like, as soon as my book hits the New York Times bestseller, I'm going to start a rumor in two of the boroughs.
That fucking bitch.
That I put that fucking bitch in the hospital. She's going to be, like, furious.
Does she live in Staten Island still?
Don't ask me.
Anyone, do we have eyes on, do the mob wipes still... Because basically, that's all that happens in this reunion.
Yeah.
Joy goes, I got to get out of here.
She's like, well, I've said all there is that I need to say.
And then Renee, has to have one more moment. She gets down on all her on her knees and goes, praise God! and then it just ends.
She did say praise God?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
She goes, yeah, because it's like they're done.
Oh, yeah. I was like, truth be told, watching it before bed and falling asleep. I was slowly crossing over to the other side as they wrapped up, and then finally Joy released me.
My kitty cat was like, watch, he just kept looking up at it. Whenever they would scream, Mango would just go.
He's in like conflict.
No.
Look at him. He's a little rug.
Anyway, girls, well, that's Omerta. Alpha and the Omerta.
You're really Omerta today.
I just love like everything. Omerta.
Omerta.
I really just miss Big Ange.
I miss Big Ange too. She's my ultimate. She brings me so much joy, and I love everything about her.
Did you feel a little bit like she was looking over your shoulder in Philly?
I feel like I wish that I could feel her presence more, like in a Tibby, like channeling ghosts kind of way and vibe. I do feel like we got to bring her to life a lot in this pod. And by reading her book, I like learned so much from her, and she really did. That book did change my life and my outlook on a lot of things.
It did. It kind of radicalized you.
It really radicalized me. And I just like, they don't make them like her anymore. She really was one of a kind.
She got a pension in the afterlife.
Yeah.
I got a pension.
She's bartending in the afterlife. She's smoking her cigs. She's getting all the plastic surgery her heart desires. She's just receiving bounties of gifts from wise guys.
Yeah. She's just like slinging. She operates a bar in like the afterlife city, like in Coco. It's like the most popular haunt.
Yeah. If heaven is real, I pray that Big Ange's bar is there, and that's like one of the first places I go when I cross through the pearly gates.
Well, St. Peter, let us in. We've got an Ange to see. Anyway, thanks for taking this ride with us, Gorlinas. Gorlinas.
You fucking bitches.
Fucking bitches. We'll be back with another.
Sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches. We'll be back with another something.
Yeah, we'll be back next Monday with something. We'll let you know on Patreon like what the tea is. And until then,
stay loyal. Don't stay you loyal. Fucking rat.
Don't fucking rat. Don't you dare fucking rat.
Ciao, Bella.
Bye. Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.